USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Supreme Court on Monday vacated a lower court ruling prohibiting the federal government from diverting funds from the military to construct the U.S.-Mexico border wall, sending the case back to the lower court for review. President Joe Biden, when he took office, canceled the Trump-era emergency declaration and returned the unspent funds to the Pentagon. Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce discussed Democratic infighting over Biden's spending plan Monday. She believes much of what is in the $3.5 trillion spending bill is sold in terms that the public likes and not for what it really is.
The infrastructure. We talk about infrastructure bills. Well, we really care about infrastructure, but that's not what they're actually selling right now. This is why we care about it, so they use that phrasing. And in the meantime, tree equity is not infrastructure. The ports are.
This is USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
A vague answer to a pressing question. Chris Barnes reports.
Many Americans wondering if it's going to be safe to get together with family and friends for the upcoming holiday season. The foremost infectious disease expert in America, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says...
It's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrating on continuing to get those numbers down.
Fauci saying on CBS's Face the Nation, that means concentrating as well on getting those not vaccinated yet to get the shots. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Representative Todd Akin, the conservative Missouri Republican, has died. He was 74. Akin had cancer for several years. His son Perry said in a statement, he died late Sunday at his home in Wildwood, a St. Louis suburb. Akin represented a Republican-leaning eastern Missouri district that included St. Louis area suburbs for 12 years, giving up a safe seat to run for the U.S. Senate in 2012. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Facebook whistleblower has been revealed. She'll be talking with Washington lawmakers Tuesday. USA's Lance Pry has more.
The identity of the Facebook whistleblower was revealed on CBS News 60 Minutes Sunday night as Frances Haugen.
One of the consequences of how Facebook is picking out that content today is it is optimizing for content that gets engagement or reaction. But its own research is showing that content that is hateful, that is divisive, that is polarizing, it's easier to inspire people to anger than it is to other emotions. Facebook has realized that if they change the algorithm to be safer, people will spend less time on the site. They'll click on less ads, they'll make less money. And right after the election, like within weeks after the election, they told us we're dissolving civic integrity. And when they got rid of civic integrity, it was the moment where I was like, I don't trust that they're willing to actually invest what needs to be invested to keep Facebook from being dangerous.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Star Trek's Captain Kirk is rocketing into space this month, boldly going where no other sci-fi actors have gone. Jeff Bezos' space travel company Blue Origin announced Monday that William Shatner will blast off from West Texas on October 12th. At age 90, Shatner will become the oldest person in space. He'll join 3 others, 2 of them paying customers, aboard a Blue Origin capsule. It will be the company's 2nd launch with a crew. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.